The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now in its 27th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
You know, I don't want an adult today. I don't want a human today. I want to dog today. I'll be lying on the floor in the sun. Please pet me and bring me snacks. Wouldn't that be nice to be a dog? No effort, just relax, kick back. Hey, that's the problem with so many of you. You make excuses for living a healthy lifestyle. All right, welcome to hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time. And it's one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, so there's no insurance required. And it's a painless injection of health information, so you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection that doesn't cost anything and no insurance required, of course. Welcome back to the program. And a reminder, if you can't stay with us all hour long, our show does rebroadcast tonight on the station you're listening to right now. 9 a.m. is a live show, and 9 p.m. is the rebroadcast. That doesn't count as a rerun, though. It's the same day. And you can always go to previously broadcasted shows on our website, drhealthradio.com. Spell it that doctor word now. It's not D-R. It's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. And you'll see why I have a face for radio. All right. Anyway, let's talk about this hour's program. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Or woulda, coulda, shoulda. Rapid results, no excuses. It's a fun to read short course in excuse management. We're going to have our guest on the author of the book, Dr. Margaret Bradley. She'll be with us in just a few radio minutes after some features and announcements, and then on to our guest talking about how you can get rid of those excuses and enjoy and benefit from a higher level of health. All right, let's see a few articles we didn't get to in the first hour of the program. A diabetes cancer link can boost your risk of cancer. We've talked about this, but this was a study of more than 1.2 million South Koreans with type 2 diabetes, and they ran a 25% higher risk of getting cancer and a 30% higher risk of dying of it compared with non-diabetics. And in the study, pancreas and liver were the most likely cancer targets, which is not too surprising when you realize that those are the organs that are particularly stressed by diabetes. Let's see. Oh, and matters of eyesight, and we're going to do a show on eyesight. I got to schedule that with an ophthalmologist, a guest expert we have that we haven't had on in a long time, but we'll do a show on vision in the near future. But this is in regard to detecting color. They say that scientists found color vision gene on the X chromosome, a female chromosome. This gives women two copies, so that if one's bad, there's a fallback. With two good genes, they'll see stark contrasts between subtle colors, like coral and rose, for instance. Men only get one copy, though, so we can tell red from green, but the nuances and the subtleties of color are not so detectable. So women have a better eye for the subtleties of color. Cinnamon can impair lung cells, lung functioning. But it's when it's inhaled, the compound cinnamaldehyde, which is used in these flavored e-cigarettes, can be problematic because it gives it its characteristic flavor and smell, and generally considered safe when added to food. But when inhaled rather than ingested, it can cause can cause havoc with your lung tissue. Impaired lung, the functioning of the cell's cilia, those are the hair-like projections that move back and forth, and they help to clear mucus and pathogens from your lungs. So something to be aware of for you e-cigarette smokers out there. And some of you will be happy with this information. You can weigh less in seconds. That's right. If your scale is on a carpet, if it's on carpet, it could overreport your weight by as much as 10%. And the deeper the pile of the carpet, the more you weigh. So for an accurate read to make everything uniform as far as your, you don't want to weigh yourself on a carpet one day and then on the tile the next and think that you lost or gained weight. You just put it on a hard surface all the time when you weigh yourself. And no cheating. You have to put both feet on the scale, okay? Some people might not put quite all their weight on the scale. Oh, okay, I only weigh. I lost weight. But no, you gotta be honest. All right. Actually, we talked in the first hour about smart shoes. And in the future, they're going to take your vital signs, and your shoes will actually be able to detect your weight, providing you have you're standing on both feet. All right, let's see elsewhere in the news. Oh, for our San Francisco Bay Area listeners, if you'd like to pick up and benefit from the newest cannabinoid products on the market, look for Emerald Health. We've talked about them before, the phytocannabinoid and an endocannabinoid company that contains no cannabis. What? Yes, that's right. Many other plants contain these compounds without having to obtain them or extract them from cannabis, the cannabis plant, so you don't get any of the controversy or the possible compounds. You can find Emerald Health's new products at Rainbow Grocery in San Francisco. That's probably my favorite store when I go to the Bay Area or the city by the Bay in San Francisco. Alameda Natural Grocery in Oakland, as well as Harvest House and Good Earth in Marin. Emerald Health, all the benefits of cannabis, containing none of the controversial cannabis, but it has the benefits, the endocannabinoids from other plants other than cannabis. You know, the reason they call them cannabinoids is cannabis was the first plant they were discovered in, but there are many other plants that are receptive or that we are receptive to in our endocannabinoid system in our body. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Quick, run to bed. Exercise helps prevent cancer, but getting too little shut-eye, which is always the case for me and on Friday nights when I do show prep for Saturday morning, but it can cancel out exercise's protective effect. This is according to a study where workout buffs who slept 7 or fewer hours per night had a 50% greater chance of developing cancer than exercisers who got more Z's. And that's similar, by the way, to the risk of non-exercisers. Insufficient sleep can cause hormonal and metabolic disturbances linked to cancer risk. So it erases the benefits of exercise. So, you know, when you talk to medical experts, they say that many of them will contend that sleep is actually more important for you than exercise, because if you're sleep deprived versus exercise deprived, it'll have more deleterious consequences on your health than if you don't get enough activity. Faster toning trick. Researchers found that exercisers who worked minor muscle groups first, things like biceps and calves, and then moved up to their bigger muscle groups, you know, the thighs, the quadriceps, and back, and so on, built up less lactic acid than those who did it in the reverse order. You know, you always think, oh, you got to do your legs first when you go to the gym, your squats, and so on. But this way allows you to complete more reps in each set. And participants also reported their workouts felt easier and they finished in better moods. So that's a good thing. So main thing is you do it, not so much in the order, but that you do it, period. And we'll talk about that with Dr. Margaret Bradley, stopping those excuses. All right, let's see. Oh, and you know, one thing that probably the biggest gripe I have about health clubs is noise. You know, they have the music blasting. And here's a letter to the editor. And music, let's see, music was so loud we couldn't even hear the person giving us our tour. How do you like that? You know, you go to a health club, you're thinking of signing up and joining and paying all that money, and then you can't even hear the person that's giving you the orientation tour. Anyway, something to be aware of. You know, and one person can make a difference. You think, oh, well, you know, if I say anything, I mean, there's hundreds of members, that's not going to make any difference. I've done this with the club that I frequent, and when I get there, they turn it down. And, of course, I don't get there at peak hours, but still, there's other people. But, you know, I tell them, and it's true, most people, they have headphones or, you know, they have earpieces, and they're listening to their own music, their own song selection, and so they don't even hear the music that's being played in the health club, so... Okay, so you can make a difference. Speak up if they can hear you, that is. All right, and a trainer advantage. Hiring a personal trainer, they say, pays off immediately. This was from McMaster University in Ontario. They, cut to the chase here, but they were able to achieve better goals, and they say that they believe an expert can instill a sense of confidence in you. So there's a good reason to hire a fitness trainer. And in matters of sexual health, we touched on this briefly a month ago, but here are the details of this study, Men and Testosterone. Now, it's a biological truth we've talked about before, and you've heard, you know, after a man reaches the age of 30, their testosterone levels drop about 1% every year after that on average. Well, without intervention, symptoms include decreased libido and fatigue, depression, weight gain, and the like, as well as a loss of muscle mass. Well, this is a team of Canadian scientists, and they found that, this is from Montreal, they discovered that men who spent an hour behind the wheel of an expensive sports car, like in this case a Porsche 911 Carrera, experienced a significant spike in testosterone. When you see those... senior citizens going, you know, driving around in their Ferraris, you'll know why. Spending the same amount of time driving a Toyota, I guess they use Toyota as a benchmark or as a reference point, caused either their testosterone levels to plateau or even drop. The researchers concluded that in biological terms, revving and, you know, revving your engines and driving driving a shiny new sports car is a form of sexual signaling akin to peacocking and triggers an innate hormonal response. Isn't that interesting? And that testosterone surge, by the way, will help you take things up a gear in the gym. They found that, you know, helps you build more muscle. So that gives a whole new meaning to the term muscle car, doesn't it? Isn't that something? Okay. All right. Let's get to matters of, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Where are my other... Okay, shoot. Let's see, July 7th. I had some other funnies for you. Okay, we'll do it at the bottom of the hour, but let me cover these with you. This is for new crayon colors for nurses. Suspicious cold sore red. How's that for a crayon color? Court-ordered urine sample yellow. Pregnancy test blue. Or topical ointment white. I won't get into the others, but crayon colors for nurses. And lessons nurses learn from patients. If your main complaint is, I cough when I smoke, don't get mad when your primary treatment plan is to, yes, stop smoking. All right. I promise more funnies for you when I can find them. Okay, let's see. give me one more second here. Otherwise, we'll go to a break. Actually, we'll go to break, and I'll have something when we come back. But we'll also come back with Dr. Margaret Bradley, the author of Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, Rapid Results, No Excuses. There's no excuse for you not enjoying a higher level of health. We'll tell you how right after this as Dr. Health continues.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. If you like to get your hands dirty working in the yard, you could get a serious, even fatal disease from the tetanus bacteria in your soil. Maybe you wear gloves to help reduce injuries, but you need a routine shot every 10 years to prevent both tetanus and diphtheria, another potentially fatal disease. So get the TD booster shot. If it's been 10, do it again. To learn more, visit the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases at www.nfid.org.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. Before we get to our guest, Dr. Margaret Bradley, let's get a few more funnies in for you. Let's see. Exercise is a dirty word. Now go wash your mouth out with chocolate. You are not grown up until you run out of birthdays. Hey, I like that one. And here's one for you golfers. I'm not over the hill. I'm just on the back nine. If stress burned calories, I'd be a size 5 for you women out there. Let's see. And a couple others. Let's see. The less I do, the longer it seems to take. And, you know, you've seen those signs that says, as seen on TV. Here's a T-shirt that says, as seen in front of TV. Yeah, the person with the big punch. All right. Hopefully that T-shirt is expandable or elastic. All right. Now, we go to our guest, who is a psychologist and author of the book, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, Rapid Results, No Excuses. Fun to read course in excuse management. You know, most people have excusitis, a very serious condition that can affect your health, and we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Bradley. How the health are you?
Oh, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you. And I love your term, excusitis.
Yes, yes. Isn't that a medical term? I thought it was.
It is now.
We'll make it so. Now, tell us why you wrote the book. Is it that rampant and that epidemic a problem? Is that why you wanted to address it?
It really is. And I looked at my own career and my own habits, and I had always wanted to write a book. But I couldn't figure out a topic or a focus.
Uh-huh.
And as you said, excuses are rampant. I had taught workshops and given speeches, and I thought about all the participants and the excuses that they made. And then I thought about my own excuses. And I went to a dinner party, and people were making excuses for staying in jobs they didn't like or not getting exercise or not making the time for a vacation. And then they asked me, well, how's your book coming? And I said things like, oh, I really haven't started it yet because I don't have time. I don't know how. I'm taking care of elderly parents.
So you were the guilty one. You were the guilty one yourself. They're putting you on the spot.
I really was. And when I listened, I thought, oh, I do have a topic. And in fact, how to get rid of excuses, your wonderful term of how to cure excusitis.
Uh-huh.
And when I thought of it, too, I thought not only do I have a topic because they're rampant and can easily even get rid of them really quickly with a few tips, but I also listened to myself and I've said, oh, you know, I would have written this if I'd known how much fun I was going to have. Should have written this. Years ago, and I could have written this if I had actually just gotten started. So not only did I have a topic of how to get rid of excuses, I had a title, woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda, how to get rid of excuses, how to get rapid results.
Well, you know, that comes to mind when you're talking about the title and the impetus of the book is beginning of a long journey starts with the first step, right? And so it's just taking that initial, making that initial effort, and then things become easier after that. But you also have to be aware, first of all, that of what situation you're in, or that you have to be conscious of being conscious instead of. So many people are walking around like zombies or being unconscious. They don't even realize that their habits are affecting their health. And that's, you know, as a psychologist, Dr. Bradley, isn't that the hardest thing for people to break or change is habits? I mean, it's huge. Easier said than done is an understatement.
Oh, it really is, because a lot of psychologists say, well, change isn't really that hard. It's wanting to change. And I think that your show takes care of a huge problem that stands in the way of people being successful, and that's that we don't know what we don't know.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it. Now, so what is your book? Is it a step-by-step guide, or is it just kind of a pump you up, encouraging puff piece, or what can people expect from the book?
Well, thank you for asking. I think my book is unusual because, first of all, it's portable. It would fit in a pocketbook or in your pocket on your shirt. And it's little, and people have used it really as a reference and as a handbook. But it's also different because it takes care of the excuse of people saying, oh, I'm too busy to read. It's short, it's lighthearted, and I know that a lot of your show concerns nutrition, so I could compare it to a cookbook. It has recipes.
Oh, okay.
Practical tips.
Uh-huh.
This is what to do to be successful.
You know,
and they're all tested.
I came across it wasn't a no cookbook, which was a raw book. It was a, I know, it was a cookbook for those that don't know how to cook. And it was,
yes.
You know, so you start from square one, boiling water or something. But can anybody, I mean, obviously you give workshops as a psychologist, but can anybody pretty much glean some benefit from this, whether they're in academia or just a layman that wants to improve their health habits?
I think it's particularly useful for a layman. It's not a book with footnotes. It's a book with stories,
mm-hmm.
examples, success stories. And I think that it really is a book for anybody. I originally wrote it thinking that it would be for people who were leaders and how to get rid of excuses in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
And the demand has really been from people saying, oh, I'd like to give it to all of my children. All of my volunteers.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people have bought it to get rid of their own excuses and move forward. But they've also bought it because they were kind of tired of hearing excuses from other people. So people bought it for every member of their team or every member of their family or every member of their organization.
So it's not so much the references in the back of the book, and it's just a practical go-to guide. You know, it reminds me of, on the other extreme, it wasn't too many months ago, and I forgot the doctor I had on, but Believe it or not, his book had a 150-page bibliography. I'm serious.
Oh, my.
So, obviously, yours is on the other end of the spectrum.
No footnotes, no bibliography, just some stories from people who have overcome excuses and distilling it into what did they do and how did it work. Lots of white space, lots of cartoons. You could easily read it. I was going to say at stoplights, but that's not particularly safe.
No, don't
waiting
do that.
I don't want to do that. But if you were waiting for an appointment or you just wanted to pick it up for a few minutes, I'm sure that you could read it in two or three seatings.
Okay, two or three seatings. All right. Or maybe when you're waiting all that time at the doctor's office. How's that? It should be a waiting room book in all the doctor's offices.
And I hope the doctors would even think about, maybe I should give it to patients. No more excuses.
There you go.
Take your medicine. Exercise. Eat right.
Okay, so since this is a health show, we need to put a health spin on it. So give us your expertise as a psychologist, how you have helped people cultivate healthier habits in life using some of the material from your book and, of course, what you know as an expert psychologist yourself.
Well, I think the place I would start would be asking yourself, what could I do to prevent making excuses in the first place? And woulda, coulda, shoulda has a lot of different strategies, but one of my favorites is do a people audit.
Really? What's that?
And that's easy. You can do that right now. Take out a piece of paper, and this captures everybody's attention, and write down the five people you spend the most time with.
Oh, okay.
I used to say your five closest friends, and people would say, well, can I use one name five times? No. You need five different people.
Five different people, okay.
Colleagues or a spouse or children. You can't use that, but write down five names.
I just want to let you know, I'm not single. I have a fish.
I love it. I bet your fish is a good influence for this exercise.
Bluey, yes. He's a bluey beta. Anyway.
Wonderful. Because the next question fits with your fish. The next question is ask yourself if the people on your list make excuses.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
The blue beta is gets an A+ on that one.
I can't figure out why he's not eating. He hasn't eaten for a week, and yet he's still swimming around and everything. But he somehow just lost his. I don't know. I think he's mad at me or something. So I. But ask you. Okay. So what's that question again?
So
ask yourself.
Ask yourself, who are the five people you spend the most time with,
right.
And then ask yourself some questions, because all the data have shown that you are the average of the five people.
Oh, that's interesting. You are the average.
You are the average. In fact, David Campbell, a wonderful psychologist, once said, be careful who your friends are.
That's right.
You become just like them. And if they make excuses, you'll make excuses.
Wow.
If they're negative, you're going to become negative.
Sure. It's osmosis.
If they don't exercise, chances are you're not going to. And if their life is filled with nonstop chocolate sundaes, it's going to be an easy habit for you to fall into. So ask yourself, who are these people, and do they make excuses? And I think also thinking about your health tips, ask yourself, do those people want to see you succeed?
I love
the overhearing somebody say to her friend, I don't think you should lose weight. You'll wrinkle.
I've heard that before. Or I know people that that's why they don't lose weight. I know some former, I won't mention who I know, but one in particular, a former girlfriend from years and years ago, we still keep in touch with, each other. And I know that's why she doesn't lose weight, is because she, the vanity aspect comes in.
I want a wrinkle.
And it's true. And, even though it's affecting her health, she doesn't want to look old, even though she's not going to live to be as old as she would if she did lose the weight, probably. But that's another program.
Well, in fact, that's another tip, because I think one tip is be careful who your friends are. And the second tip is what you just alluded to, which is what's your big goal? What's your why? Mm. What's the O? And if her why is I want to feel good and live a long, happy life, that puts getting out of bed early in the morning to exercise in a whole different light.
Hmm. Okay.
Why do you do what you do? I think it's easy to say, oh, I'm not going to run today. It's cloudy. Although you told me that doesn't happen that often in Hawaii, but I'm not going to...
We have clouds, and
Dr.
Bradley, I want you to know that we have four seasons here. You know, we have before summer, summer, after summer, and next summer.
How wonderful! So, see, there are no excuses, right?
That's right. No, we have the best weather on the planet, as one of our weathermen always says it on the 6 o'clock news or 5 o'clock news. And it's true. There's less room for excuses here in the tropics than there is, say, in Minnesota or somewhere where the weather's inclement, many months out of the year. So you're in what state? Virginia? No, wait.
I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia. Yeah, right. Okay. So it's pretty mild weather there. Well, not always. So what is your main excuse that you have to work on yourself as a psychologist?
Putting
you on the spot here.
Question. I think that the one that I make the most is probably the downfall of a lot of other people, and that's I don't have time.
Right.
It was interesting. Someone wisely once said, I don't have time is the adult equivalent of the dog ate my homework. It really is not a good excuse.
Oh, yeah. That is a good analogy, isn't it? Yeah. You know, and yet people, they won't have time to exercise for 20, 30 minutes a day, and yet they're spending 4 hours on their electronic devices, their screens. As I always say, the more time on the screen, the less likely you will be lean. And
I love that.
That's one. And then another one is the larger and flatter the TV screen, the larger and fatter the TV viewer. That's another one. Anyway, don't get
terrific.
Me started on my one-liners, okay?
But hey. It also reminds me of a cartoon by Randy Glassberg and with a patient talking to his physician. And the physician said, what fits your busy schedule best? Exercising for 30 minutes a day or being dead for 24 hours a day.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's good. That's a good one. Okay, we'll try to top each other's quotes and liners. Hey, can you stay with us in the second half hour, Doctor?
Certainly.
All right. Dr. Margaret Bradley is my guest. We'll tell you how to get her book, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, Rapid Results, No Excuses. We won't have any excuses for you after we come back from this brief break here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin. the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Lights, models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. David Snow with you. I don't know about this one. As seen on TV, a motorized duster. Now, how lazy do you have to be to have a motorized duster? I wish you could see a picture of this. A lightweight handheld motorized duster fits into hard-to-reach places. And boy, if this, if you have an excuse to that you don't have time to dust, hey, try a motorized duster. You know, you'll save a little time. But I don't know about this one. Do you do your own housework, Dr. Margaret Bradley?
Yes, I do, and I think that I've also learned as I'm starting to concentrate on my own health and fitness that there's a difference between exercise and movement. But yes. I certainly get in the movement part by doing my own housework.
All right, good for you.
I haven't thought about
it,
and yard work. I haven't thought about motorized duster.
It spins around and makes dusting a breeze. I guess it generates a breeze from the spinning action, but only 1998, batteries not included, of course. Have you heard of, you've heard of espresso. Have you heard of depresso?
No, what is depresso?
That's the feeling you get when you've run out of coffee. Anyway, I always say this is the cure for, or this is more stimulating talk radio without the caffeine. Who needs something in your cup to wake up when you have us on your radio? But let's get back to what we were talking about before the break, and that is breaking or making health habits that are healthier, breaking the ones that are harmful or that are going to be deleterious to our health in the long run. And as far as, when you consult with clients or patients, do you find that it's harder to break an existing habit than it is to develop a new one when it comes to health habits?
Oh, what a good question. I think it is harder to break an existing habit.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because I think there's something as far as, an excuse zapper that I called unlearning. Mm-hmm. You're so used to the habit and you know what to expect that you forget that you can let go of it.
Right.
In fact, I think one of the big causes of excuses is that it's just a habit.
Oh.
I can't exercise today because I enjoy coming home from work and I'm still one of those people who still reads the newspaper or reads the paper or whatever your come home ritual is that is an action that serves as
right.
an excuse for not getting out there and improving fitness.
And, we talk a lot about stress management and the fact that we're such an overstressed society. And yet that is that's a lot of what is the basis of our stress is the making of excuses. And just if you spend as much time actually doing what you needed to do instead of making the excuses for it, you'd have it done. It's amazing how people will do everything they can to avoid something they don't want to do. And yet they spend more time avoiding it and making excuses and other evasive maybe they might have to actually exert more effort in avoiding it than by just doing it in the first place.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, think of what a life would be like if you didn't make an excuse or even hear an excuse.
Mm.
Oh, you'd sleep better at night. As you said, you'd have oceans more time.
Right.
You'd probably have more opportunities. If I found that once, as we talked about a few minutes ago, once I start something, it's a lot easier to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can get rid of an excuse and start establishing a new behavior, yes, it's easier.
I know. Let's have everybody not have time for excuses. I don't have time for excuses. How's that? We'll turn it, we'll spin it around. Yeah. I mean,
I love it.
You know, actually, the only doctors we don't allow on this show are the spin doctors. But in this case, we'll make an exception and spin that around positively, you know. So anyway, so do you do one-on-one counseling with your patients, or do you do mostly groups and workshops, or what is your protocol?
I do mostly groups and workshops and speeches. I would be okay with doing one-to-one coaching on excuses, but most of my work has been really the workshops. With they've got some tools to figure out your own excuse style and the habits that are standing in your way and come up with an action plan. And I found that people can really get the show on the road and in the context of a short workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And a short book to reinforce it.
Now, how long is your workshop? Is it a weekend or a day? An hour?
Would...
are we having it now? Or is it now in
no
session?
Excuses. I'd love to be able to say it. It depends upon the setting. If it were as gorgeous as yours, oh my gosh, think how long the workshop could be.
Yeah.
But I would have to,
you would draw,
I have to admit that most of the workshops average about 2 hours.
Oh, okay. So zim, zam,
short
zoom.
Workshops.
Bing, bang, boom. Zim, zam, boom.
Yes.
Or zoom. Okay.
The quote that the client had given me, zim, zam, zoom. I took off like a rocket after your workshop. Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Zim, zam, boom.
I like your, you mentioned a minute ago, our excuse style. So do you try to establish or find out the excuse style of the particular patient? Like, I don't have time because, or, you know, my family takes up most of my time, or does everybody have a particular spin on that, or kind of a personality, you know, when you talk about personality profiles, being that you're a psychologist, do they have a profile for their excuses as well?
Yes, there's a short quiz in the book and the longer version in the workshop, but basically there are three excuse styles, which really describe your tendency to make excuses and your tolerance for excuses. And the first one is an excuse conquistador.
I'm afraid to ask about what that is.
I'm glad that it piqued your curiosity. Remember, I don't know what grade it was, maybe about the seventh, when we learned about history and we learned about Cortez and landing to plunder the riches of the Aztecs, and he landed with 500 troops and he told them, okay, man, get off the ships and burn our ships, because he said, if you're going to go home, it's going to be the enemy ships, not yours.
Wow.
There are no excuses.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that's an excuse conquistador. It's the kind of person who says, plan the work, work the plan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No excuses. Environments that it works really well, for example, military.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make excuses.
That's right. That's one thing. If they don't teach you anything else, that's what they teach you when you go through
no excuses.
Military. Yeah.
Wow. And, environments that really require attention to detail and have safety issues, no excuses. And they're people who don't accept them and don't make them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a hard time stopping their own excuses. They might struggle a little bit with being patient enough to find out the reason behind somebody else's excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads me to the second style, which is a situational excuser.
What's
and
that?
Someone whose favorite words are, it depends.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I know people like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it depends whether or not I'm going to run tomorrow or eat more protein, because they like to discover the facts before they make an excuse, and they'll sort of concentrate on solving a problem. Every now and then make an excuse, but there was a Dallas Cowboy, Larry Cole, who played a long, long time ago, and he was quoted as saying, anyone can have an off decade, And I love the quote, because he was saying, it depends. You know, ask me about my football career. Ask me about my health and nutrition plan. Huh. And the last one is an excuse optimizer. And they're a little bit more casual about making excuses. They're kind of open to lots of options. Well, maybe I'll run, maybe I'll go to the gym, maybe I'll learn to play tennis. And they might have a tendency, as they figure out what the options are, to make excuses. A quote that I love that to me describes an excuse optimizer is Marilyn Monroe once said, "Have you ever noticed that what the hell is usually the right answer?"
So
it's just like, go for it. Don't make an excuse. If this wasn't the right decision, I'll change later. Excuse optimizer.
So taking action. That's basically taking action and accepting the consequences, because you can't bat 1,000. Obviously, not everybody is going to have a home run every time, but you're going to make mistakes along the way and maybe a few regrets, but it's better. It's kind of like a big ship is built to be out at sea, even though it's safer in the harbor, but in the harbor you're not going to have any accidents or mishaps, but then you're not going to have the adventure either. So it's kind of like to use an analogy, I guess.
Exactly. And once you're aware of your style and you sort of think about the style of the people around you, you can talk about excuses. You can get rid of excuses. And in fact, someone came up to me recently and said, "Oh my gosh, I went to one of your workshops. And then I read Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, your book. And my husband wants to meet you." And I thought, that's unusual. Why did you ask that? Why did you say that? And she said, "My husband wants to meet you because we have been making excuses for 3 years for not buying a house, even though it's something we want to do."
Uh-huh.
And we figured out our excuse styles. We read your excuse tips in Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. And we bought a house last weekend.
Wow. How about that?
So understand excuse styles, or understanding them, can come in handy.
Now, here's a question for you. What excuses, or maybe what's the most common excuse that people make for not attending your workshop?
I think we're back to I don't have time. And I think the other one is really something that catches people up in and prevents them from stopping excuses, and that's awareness. People have told me that until they read Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, or heard a show like yours, they didn't realize how often they made excuses.
That's right. Yeah. So true. Hey, Dr. Bradley, we need to take a break for this hour's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. Can you stay with us until after the break?
Sure.
Okay, just a few more minutes, and we will tell you how to get the book again. Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, our guest, psychologist, Dr. Margaret Bradley, talking about how to stop those excuses so you can have a healthier life. But stay tuned now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
A landmark study says most women with the most common form of early-stage breast cancer can skip chemotherapy without hurting their chances of beating the disease. This study is the largest ever done of breast cancer treatment. Results expected to spare up to 70,000 patients a year in the U.S. and many more elsewhere the ordeal and expense of chemotherapy. This study was funded by the National Cancer Institute, published by the New England Journal of Medicine. A study looked at whether sexual activity and emotional closeness is related to cognitive decline. In other words, would having sex improve your mental acuity and memory? Good news, it does. After controlling for demographic and lifestyle factors, partnered sexual activity was associated with better memory performance, more so in older patients. Scientists said they need more research. Of course they do. The best reason to get a good night's sleep: people who sleep 8 hours have more orgasmic sex, according to a top researcher. Women who sleep longer are more likely to feel sexual desire the next day, and men who don't get enough sleep suffer an increase in the stress hormone cortisol and a decrease in the sex hormone testosterone. Good reason to get a good night's sleep. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. David Snow on your radio. Hey, next week at this time, the link between breast cancer and bras. Two medical anthropologists tell all, and we'll have lots of compelling information on this breakthrough breast cancer theory about the remarkable evidence supporting it. And it's an eye-opener, believe me, and you're going to want to listen to that show, and that's next week at this time, 168 hours from right now. And since Dick Allgaier did a segment on, was it breast cancer or cancer, here, this is some news I didn't get to in the health hotline in the first hour of the program, a more detailed review of processed meats and breast cancer. The risk of developing breast cancer increases by 20% for women whose diets include even a small amount of processed meats, such as, you know, bacon, hot dogs, pepperoni, and the like. This is a United Kingdom survey or study. 260,000 women found in the study that breast cancer correlation applied to postmenopausal women who ate more than 9 grams of processed meat a day. That's not much. That's equivalent to, what, one sausage link per week or something like that. It's pretty low. So forget moderation. You know, everybody says, oh, everything in moderation. Well, you can forget about eating any processed meats if you want to avoid breast cancer. You know, many other foods. There's so many other foods to eat. You don't need to, I mean, unless you're completely addicted to bacon. Let's talk, we'll go back to our guest, Dr. Margaret Bradley, the author of Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. What do you tell patients, Dr. Bradley, when they say, or, you know, when they're mentioning everything in moderation? Well, I just... I give a moderate amount of excuses, do everything in moderation. But, you know, sometimes you can't, if you want to be extreme in something, like extremely healthy, if you want to be moderately sick, yeah, you can do everything in moderation. But sometimes it takes more discipline. And, you know, I tell people life is not fair. If you're diabetic, you have to maintain a more strict lifestyle, just as one example of a particular condition or disease, where you have to, you can't get away with all the things that your non-diabetic friends get away with, or that you got away with when you were younger before you were diagnosed with diabetes, which is probably why, you know, you did all those things and probably why you got the disease in the first place, because you overabused your body. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox and hand it over to you. The mic's yours.
But I think you're absolutely right. Everything in moderation can sometimes be used as an excuse. Certainly, it's better to have moderation than to do lots and lots of things that are bad for you.
Sure.
But I think it's back to knowing or not knowing what you don't know.
That's good, yeah. So moderation itself is an excuse. Yeah, I like that. That's
it
well
really
put.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so if you want to be, you know, it's like anything. It depends on how much you want it, or it depends on how good you want to be in a certain field, or... you know, whether it's your career or lifestyle or health or finances or whatever. I mean, people say, well, you know, I'll just use a moderate amount of credit on my credit cards, and that way I'll be moderately in debt. And I mean, it's you can take this moderation thing to every part of your life, and then people, you know, wonder why they're in the situation they are, and it comes down to making excuses, because, like you said, you know, moderation itself is an excuse. So anyway,
I think you're right. If too much moderation, I think, sort of indicates a lack of passion, a focus, of commitment.
Go for it. Right.
Don't make an excuse. Mm-hmm. No excuses in moderation. Be closer to the excuse conquistador and just don't do it.
Yeah, and I like what you said about about the military. You know, there's no excuses allowed. I mean, it's not in their vocabulary and it's not in their protocol or their training. I mean, you have to get it done and make it happen. Actually, we used to have, you know, and I was fortunate to know him for, 35 years or so, Jack LaLanne. You remember the godfather of fitness in America. And he always said, if you want something, make it happen. And, you know, he was so motivational and inspirational and, you know, had so much drive, discipline and determination that he was such an example of, I mean, he really lived the life, walked the talk, and everything that, so he was a perfect example of what people could do if they put their mind to it. And so if people want to put their mind to your book, how can people get your book, since we only have a few minutes left?
They can buy Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, Rapid Results, No Excuses, at Amazon.
And I will add, as a last line, that people should not make an excuse to not buy your book. They should just go ahead, order it, or go to the bookstore, buy it, or contact Amazon and get your book. How's it going? When did you bring it out, by the way?
The book came out
about
a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I had lots of excuses for not marketing it, and then I realized I need to get it out there because I do think that it makes a contribution to people's lives.
Well, you've made a contribution to our show and our radio listeners, and I want to thank you so much, Dr. Margaret Bradley, for being with us.
Well, thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise, and I should have had you on earlier. Oh, wait, that's making excuses. Okay, we'll have you on again sometime in the future. All right.
Thank you.
Okay,
I look forward to it.
Keep up the good work. Dr. Margaret Bradley, and here we go with another edition of the program. Join us next week. The link between breast cancer and bras. You're not going to want to miss that. Two medical anthropologists tell all. I'm David Snow. Thanking you for joining us this week. Join us again next week, same time, same station. Also, you can listen to us tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can go to the website, drhealthradio.com, drhealthradio.com. Have a healthy week. Aloha. And remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.